feed today?
Oh, the usual. Tide Pod Challenge videos, so retro. And some stranger DM'd asking if I was alone. Don't you get that too?
This is childhood. But it doesn't have to be. Join the movement with Unplugged Canada.
All I can get is static or variations on the central musical rhythm.
I only wish there was some way we could tell it to shut up. It's driving me crazy. And it keeps getting louder.
We have no way of estimating the volume this creature can produce.
The only logical solution is to listen to CJSF 90.1 FM. They broadcast from Burnaby Mountain in British Columbia. Let's tune in now.
Hello and welcome to another edition of Back Porch Bluegrass. I'm your host, Paul Trenwith, and because we've just had Easter weekend, I've got a sort of Easter show lined up for you that it's going to be a little bit different from the usual Easter show. I've got some gospel music, of course, because that's what Easter is all about. But I've also got some tracks from an event that we had back in the 1960s right here in Hamilton, or on the outskirts of Hamilton, and that was the National Banjo Pickers Convention. And that was held at Easter time in 1967, 1968, 1969, and 1970. It wasn't a bluegrass festival. It was a folk festival, but focusing on banjos, National Banjo Pickers Convention. And we had a sort of saying, when it's banjo picking time at Te Rapa, that's where we were, it's Easter all over the world, which I thought was very clever. And I'm going to play you some tracks that were recorded at those banjo pickers conventions over the 3 years, and just demonstrating some of the music that was around then. But that'll happen throughout the show. In the meantime, we'll get going. Oh, I better introduce that back tune. That tune was called There and Back that opened the show. I wrote that. I played banjo on it, a little bit of dobro. My good friend Jean-Luc Leroux from France and New Caledonia was playing guitar. And I think he played bass, or I might have played bass. And he played a beautiful mandolin break over the tune. And we recorded it at my place where Jean-Luc was staying with me, and that's the tune There and Back. Nice, simple, rolly tune, and I hope you enjoyed it. Let's get on with the show and have Cliff Waldron singing a song, Write Your Name Across My Heart, and it sounds like this. Still like his music. I first heard Cliff Waldron's music when he was with Bill Emerson back in the late 1960s, and really enjoyed his approach to singing. And Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, the band that I was in, took quite a few of their songs and decided that we could do them as well. So I've always had a soft spot in my heart for Cliff Waldron's approach to music. Oh, another soft spot coming up. I've got a lot of soft spots, haven't I? Dale Ann Bradley, a delightful lady. I talked to her at one of the Grass Valley festivals I was at, and she was interested in our music and the fact that I came from New Zealand and was keen on the music. And I enjoyed her music. I enjoyed her approach to the music. And this is from an album called Cumberland River Dreams. It's all signed by the band and by Dale Ann Bradley, of course, and this is a song called The Circle Is Small. A little bit different. It's a Gordon Lightfoot song and has a different musical approach to it. Dale's doing the lead. Dan Tominski is playing guitar and doing some harmony. Eddie Miller on mandolin. Ron Stewart on fiddle. Michael McLean on banjo. Barry Bales on bass. He's got a great group here. And this is what happens when the circle is small.
It's all right for some, but not all right for me. When the warmth of the loving slips around, you think it's fine to do the things I cannot see. I can see
Some great music from Dale Ann Bradley. The Circle is Small. Well, back in 1967, Michael Grace, John Raphael, Jeff Bendel, and myself and Alan Rhodes sort of got together talking and decided that it'd be great to have a banjo convention where we gathered all the banjo players together and talked about how to play banjos. And Michael Grace and John Raphael in particular are excellent organisers. These men were just in their early 20s. I know for the first one, I was 20 years old, and these guys just a couple of years older than me, but they were good organisers, so weren't fazed by anything. And we booked the local Te Rapa Hall just down the road from my place, just the size of a badminton court the hall was. And we gathered together and we had workshops, and people who knew a little bit more than others explained what they knew, and everyone shared what they knew, and we had a great time. 1968, we had the second one, and by then it had grown, and we also recorded most of the music at the 1968 one. It was still held in the Te Rapa Hall, but we had a big top as well, the big circus tent that was there for the main concerts, and everyone came and camped on Harwood's paddock just in Te Rapa there, just at the side of the main road, just where Church Road goes up the hill. I've got a photo in front of me, and that hill is bare, and at present it's covered with buildings. So this is a long time ago, folks, and things have changed. But at 1968, we had a lot more people. We had a square dance, we had concerts, we had workshops, and different people played. And most of the people never seen overseas musicians. It was all learned from records and applying yourself to picking away at the banjo. And the first track I'm going to play is from Clive Collins and Jim Doak. They were great friends of mine. Clive Collins was an outstanding banjo player, could really hear the music and put everything into tablature and learn the tunes diligently. And Jim Doak was a great guitarist, and they were a great combination that grew into a very fine bluegrass band. But in 1968, this track is just featuring the two of them, I think. I don't even know if there's a bass in there. This is a tune called the Franklin County Special, and I think it sources those four Rebel LPs that came came into the country. Clive had some and I had some, and they were a great source of music for us. So here's Clive Collins and Jim Doak playing the Franklin County Special, and let's see if we can get it going here. On it's all on LP. I apologize in advance for the LP quality. Some of these LPs have been flogged a bit, but we'll see what we can get going. Clive Collins playing the Franklin County Special. Now, the next track is also an instrumental track, and that's from a local guitarist called Pitt Ramsey, who was an astonishingly good guitarist, fingerstyle guitarist, very detailed in his approach to playing. And we had, as I said, it wasn't a bluegrass festival, it was a banjo pickers convention, but that meant we covered, it's a bit more like a folk festival in lots of ways, and with a real emphasis on banjos and instrumental work. And as I said, Pitt brought a rare talent to his guitar playing, and here he is playing a track called Old Joe Clark. Let's have a listen to that. How to play Old Joe Clark on fingerstyle guitar, and that was just one person, and that was Pitt Ramsey playing guitar there. We had some exceptional skills available in New Zealand in the late 1960s. We're going to hear more on them a little bit later, but in the meantime, we're going to hear from Dawn Lawson from the album called Thank God. This is a Don Reno tune called Some Beautiful Day, and it sounds like this.
Sail and woe, as we daily onward go, oft our thoughts are of that city where there's peace and love I know. If we follow and do right, and the paths of sin we find, soon we'll span the banks of Jordan in a robe as white as snow.
Some beautiful day,
some beautiful day, up there in glory,
you're
gonna weep and have to go.
But God's gonna laugh and
point his finger to that all. World of grief and pain, still the Bible it explains, if we live our life for Jesus and trust in his holy name, soon we'll all be welcome home, in his mansion free to roam, on that resurrection morning, saints he'll welcome from their tomb.
Some beautiful day,
some beautiful day, up there in glory
you're
gonna weep and have to go.
To that all,
yes, to that awful world below.
Some great gospel singing there from the pen of the great Don Reno, and he wrote so many songs, albums full of songs. He was a prolific writer as well as a fine banjo player and guitarist, and we can hear another one a little bit later on. In the meantime, we'll jump forward a year and get to the 1969 Banjo Pickers Convention, and this was the festival that we imported a guest, and it was Mike Seeger, fine guest, and he was a perfect person to have. He played all the instruments and worked with Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. It was just wonderful, and took workshops and taught everything from mandolin playing to auto harp playing and to singing to harmony, and he was a big influence on the music. And this particular National Banjo Pickers Convention was held in Narrawahia, which is a town just north of Hamilton. And our main stage was a barge moored in the river up against the bank, and people sat on the riverbank and looked down onto the stage. And the album has a photo on the front of it of the band playing, and I tell you, it was a very special setting, and I think the evening concert was in the Narrawahia Town Hall, which is sort of like an old picture theatre. I think it's long gone, to be honest, but everything's changed, but we had a great time at that festival. I'm going to play two tracks from that. The first one is going to be from the Mainland Hoedowners, and that is a group from what the New Zealanders call the mainland, which is the South Island, because it's a little bit bigger than the North Island. They think they live on the mainland and we live on a little island to the north. That's not quite true, but probably about a third of the population of New Zealand, if that, lives in the South Island. But these boys know how to play bluegrass. The Mainland Hoedowners were Murray Clark on banjo, John Clark, they were brothers, on guitar, and Graham Powell on mandolin. I think that's the line out. That's what we've got written here. And this is them doing a Blue Sky Boys tune, The Sunny Side of Life. I don't know if this was in the main concert or one of the afternoon concerts or not, but here's a taste of the bluegrass that was coming up. This was a band from the South Island. And then that's followed by the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band, and myself playing banjo and David Calder singing lead in a tune called Little Maggie. And let's hear those two tunes from the 1969 National Banjo Pickers Convention.
There's a sunny side when the wheels be tied. There's a road that we must go. There are pleasant vales, fertile hills and dales, where sweet flowers ever grow. Oh, the happy, happy, sunny, pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hill, on the happy, sunny side of life. Clouds obstruct the view, but a brighter way, like the light of day, is awaiting now for you. Over happy, happy, sunny, pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hill, on the happy, sunny side of life. Song as we go along, let us banish cares and strife, that the world might know as we onward go, there's a sunny side of life. Over happy, happy, sunny, pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine rings on the hill, on the happy, sunny side of life. Over happy, happy, sunny, pretty rolling dales, where the sweetest, sweetest joy and gladness ever there prevails, where the sunshine lingers on the hill, on the happy, sunny side of life.
I tell you, we Hamiltonians really appreciated those boys coming up from the South Island to be part of the National Banjo Pickers Convention. And don't they sing well together, those two brothers, Murray and John? Excellent stuff. That was probably the biggest audience I might have played to, certainly up in the North Island. And it was a big event, this Banjo Pickers Convention. And we're going to follow that with a track from the Hamilton County Bluegrass Band. And it's one called Little Maggie.